camp so far?
You know, I'm just excited to get back on the field. It's been a while since I've been able to play football. So, you know, I'm just trying to learn all the plays as much as I can. You know, it's kind of a lot, you know, but we have enough time. You know, all we're doing is football now. So it's about getting that extra study in with my teammates and just getting the playbook down.
Michael was just telling us how much more complex the calls are for the linemen going from college to pro. Mm-hmm. What is the adjustment for a defensive back? Is there some of that a little more difficult? Or what's that like in terms of your
adjustment? I think so, a little bit. You know, it's different terminology, different coverages, things like that, different checks. So, I mean, you kind of just have to, you know, it's a new system. So, you got to just get used to the words, and because sometimes the words are different than we use in college. And it's just stuff like that, little small things that you got to get down. Yeah, I'm tired as hell. Today, you know, I was running around a lot, and I was gasping for air, you know, but that's good, you know, that I'm going through this now, you know, and by the time camp comes around, I'll be adapted to it, and that's an advantage for us during the season, that we're going to be more conditioned than everybody else.
Getting to know Coach Del Rio, what's it been like working in his defense so far?
I like him a lot, you know. He's a great coach, you know, he's very knowledgeable, he's been around the game for a long time. I like his system. It's good for corners. You know, it's a lot of man coverage. You know, I like that a lot. You know, and he's a great coach. He's a teacher. You know, he's going to help you if you're struggling in any area, you know. So he's a great, great coach.
What sort of tips and pointers have the coaches given you the last couple of days?
It's just small things, you know. It's just right now we've only done two practices, so it's more of just getting the playbook down, getting the plays down, getting the checks down. Getting that communication with the safeties and the linebackers right, more than the technique things, you know, it's kind of that right now.
You missed the Orange Bowl against Sammy Watkins, and he was big. How was you had a knee bruise then?
A hyperextension and bone bruise, yes.
Okay, how was that injury?
That's fine now.
How was it missing that game against Watkins? Did you want to?
You know, that's selfish for me to, you know, selfish to me wanting to play just for that reason. You know, I wanted to play for my school. You know, it's my last game as a Buckeye. You know, I wanted to end it right with the seniors that I came in with. It wasn't just about that one person. You know, I would have loved to do that, you know, and to go against a guy like that. And the other receiver they had, Taj Boyd, those guys, you know, but it wasn't about that for me. You know, I wanted to finish my career strong as a Buckeye. And it kind of hurt me, you know, that I wasn't able to play because of an injury. But, you know, things like that happen. It's football. You know, you got to take the L and just keep going.
One of the guys they like was Shazier.
Yeah.
How do you think he'll do in his transition to the pros, having played alongside him?
I think he'll do great. You know, he's a great football player. He's a playmaker. He's a baller. That's what I call it. And, you know, he's going to thrive in any system that he plays in. You know, at the end of the day, football is football. You know, the only thing different between college and NFL is the better players, you know, and he's right on that level, you know, so I don't think that he'll struggle at all.
Okay.